Howdy, and welcome to Vintage Voices, a production of the Radio Players of the Theater Company of Sun City. This program comes to you on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 12:30 p.m. on a 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. Today's play is Gunsmoke Christmas, the fourth in our series. Gunsmoke first aired on April 28, 1952, with William Conrad in the starring role. Its last radio show was broadcast on June 18, 1961. Radio historian and author John Dunning wrote that Gunsmoke is routinely placed among the best shows of any kind and any time. From 1955 to 1975, 635 episodes of Gunsmoke were played on television with James Arness as Matt Dillon. At its conclusion, Los Angeles Times columnist Cecil Smith wrote, "Gunsmoke was the dramatization of the American epic legend of the West. It was ever the stuff of legend." This episode's cast includes Bob Ginko as Doc Adams, Bob Hernandez as Amos Cowley, Bob Holding as Mr. Bumby, John Lindblom as Chester Proudfoot, Jim Rice as Mr. Hightower, Alan Scott as the announcer and Matt Dillon, and Judy Stage as Miss Kitty Russell. I'm Ed Dennis. The play was directed by Jan Dennis, who was assisted by Gail Patterson. It was recorded by Jim Ager. Music and sound effects were added by Lauren Argo. And now, A Gunsmoke Christmas.
Around Dodge City and the territory out west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, the story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. Everything was all right until about a mile north of the Cimarron. That's when my horse got a hoof caught in a frozen prairie dog hole and broke his leg. So I had to shoot him. It made me feel awful bad. I didn't feel any better thinking about the walk ahead of me, close to 40 miles to Dodge and carrying my saddle all the way. I guess I'd been on the trail about an hour. Near as I can figure, it was around 3 p.m. when I eased the saddle off my shoulders for a rest and a smoke. And that's when I saw the stranger riding up from the way I'd come, and he was tall and thin. His horse was taller and even thinner. Yeah, they made quite a pair.
Hi.
How are you?
You lost?
No, my horse busted his leg a ways back. I'm on my way to Dodge.
Oh, that's your horse, huh? I saw it. On your way to Dodge, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Got any more of that tobacco?
Yeah, sure. Here you are.
Thanks a lot.
That's okay.
Kind of a big walk you got ahead, ain't it?
Kinda.
It's gonna be dark soon. You thinking of making camp?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad. You need any food?
Nah, no thanks. I've got enough.
Well, I sure thank you for the tobacco.
Sure, anytime.
Hey.
Yeah?
Not saying this beast won't drop dead from the shock, but do you want to climb on behind? Save a piece of boot leather for a while anyway.
Well, I'd be much obliged if you think that animal of yours can carry us.
Well, she won't mind. She should have been dead a long time ago. Except she don't know it. She don't mind.
Well, okay. Thanks. Say, here. Will you hold my saddle till I get up, huh?
Sure. Give it here.
Oh, huh.
Can you manage the saddle?
Yeah, I got it. Well, let's go. You heading for Dodge, too?
Not in particular. Just north.
Uh-huh.
This beast will do about 10 knots with the wind behind her. But we ain't gonna get more than 5 with this load. You ain't in no hurry, are you?
Well, I was kinda hoping to get there tonight. It's Christmas Eve, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
That backbone of hers sticking into you?
Oh, no. It's okay, thanks.
Notice that tin doojigger on tied onto you. You the law?
Yeah, I'm a U.S. Marshal. My name's Matt Dillon.
That's so. I never seen a marshal on foot.
Well, it happens sometimes.
How is it you're down this way? Ain't it a mite off your course? You marshal down here as well as Dodge?
No, I just took a prisoner across the Cimarron into Oklahoma territory. Turned him over to the army there.
Did, eh?
And then he shut up tight. We must have ridden a couple of miles without a word. I got to thinking about Dodge and Chester, Doc, Kitty, and the rest of them. You know, there's something pretty special about any place at Christmas time. The backbone of the stranger's nag was just about to split me in two when he talked up.
My name is Collie, Amos Collie. You better hear to a spell. She's breathing mighty hot. All right, hold up.
Well, it's getting a little chilly, isn't it?
Yeah, could I trouble you for another smoke?
Oh, sure. Sure, here you are.
Thank you. Say, what's it like in Dodge?
What?
Dodge, what's it like?
Aw, it's like any other town, I guess.
Pretty big, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Not so big as New York, though.
Oh, no.
Not as big as that.
You know, I haven't been in a big town now for more than 10 years.
Oh, is that so?
Nope. Been down the territories, drifting. Thought I'd move up north this time, maybe go back east.
Oh, you're from the east, huh?
Sometime back. Say, what's it like?
What?
Dodge. Any town at Christmas. Same as it used to be?
Well, I guess so.
What do you do?
Well, same as most people, I guess. What most people do at Christmas.
Well, that ain't saying a lot. What are the folks like, and what does it look like? I just kind of like to know.
Well, I don't know. Well, there's Front Street. That's most of Dodge right now. Of course, it's getting bigger all the time.
You have any kids?
No, I'm not married.
Kids. Have fun at Christmas.
Yeah, they do. That's certain. In Dodge, they sometimes have a party for the kids a couple of days before Christmas. The kids like that, and then everybody gets feeling good, looking forward to Christmas Eve, like last year. There was snow on the ground, but the sky was clear. You could even see the stars. I was going down the street to the Texas Trail to meet Chester and Doc. Chester, he's my deputy, and Doc's the doctor in town. We had some work to do later on in the evening. You could see the light shining behind the curtain windows, and almost everybody had a sprig of holly berries hanging up. They got some from the east a couple of days earlier. I remember running into John Bumby. He's kind of general handyman in Dodge. He never says much, but he sure had a lot to say that night.
Oh, hello, Marshal.
Hi, John.
A lovely night for Christmas Eve, isn't it?
It certainly is, John.
Yeah.
Really fine night.
Peace on earth and goodwill to men. Huh, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, that's the way it should be, John.
You know, Marshal, this is going to be quite a night for me. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's so, John?
Yes, sir. Tonight I'm asking Miss McNish to become Mrs. Bumby.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why, John, I didn't know that.
I know, it's been a mighty big secret, but I'm popping the question tonight.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck, John. Hey, I'll tell you what. Come by to the Texas Trail later and we'll have a drink on it.
I will. I really will, Marshal. You're good and kind, Marshal. Good and kind. Merry Christmas, Marshal. Merry Christmas.
Well, the same to you, John. That may sound kind of funny to you, but John Bumby's a good man. A little peculiar sometimes, but good as they come. And they don't make enough like him. Of course, most everybody in Dodge expected Doc and Miss McNish were sweet on each other. But it just goes to show you. I'll tell you about John and Miss McNish a little later. So, I went on down the street. You know, it's a funny thing about those words, Merry Christmas. Men say it to each other and, well, it makes them feel kind of good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. used to be a seafaring man myself, and when you're on the sea and it comes to Christmas, things like that can, well, they can count a lot. Well, we might as well get underway again, eh?
Sure. You want to take my saddle?
Yeah, give it here.
There we are. Give it to me, eh?
Get up. I guess you'll miss it in Dodge tonight, I mean, won't you?
Well, if you could get a little more out of this nag of yours, we might make it.
Oh, there's not a chance. She'll be on her beam ends pretty quick. She's been on a long reach since sunup.
Oh.
Mighty bear country up this way.
Oh, it depends on what you're used to, I suppose.
Oh, it's mighty bare when I've been, too. It's not like the sea. That's always different.
How come you left it? I always heard a sailor doesn't ever get it out of his blood.
The sea? Guess you can get it out of your blood, all right. If you got the right reason, you can.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, you trying to get something out of me?
Why, no. Get what? I was just remarking.
If you want to ride with me, I don't want any talk about the sea.
Well, you brought it up.
Hey, get up.
Amos Cowley sulked along the trail for the next while, and then it was almost like he couldn't stand the quiet, or maybe he had things on his mind. He turned his head.
Go on.
What?
Go on, tell me some more.
Oh, about Dodge.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you try some more, huh?
Well, they got a little pine tree in the Texas Trail.
A tree?
Yeah. It come down a long way from the north. Kitty Russell, she's the hostess in the Texas Trail. Well, she got a lot of ribbon and gewgaws and made it look real nice. That was last Christmas.
Was a star at the top?
A star? Yeah, I think so. It looked like a star, I guess. It sure looked pretty. Well, there was a difference in the place that day. Everybody was celebrating and feeling real good. The doors would swing open and somebody would come in, and maybe it was just somebody you knew to nod at, but because it was Christmas Eve, you'd come right up and say hello. Well, maybe that's a good reason and maybe not. I don't know. Anyhow, it was still kind of early and Kitty and Chester were standing off looking at the tree.
Hi, Matt.
Evening, Mr. Dillon.
Hi, Kitty. Chester.
How do you like it, Matt? The Christmas tree.
Oh, that's real pretty.
It's the only tree but one in the whole town.
No, Kate's got one over at the Alla Fraganza.
Oh, I'll have to go see it later. Where's Sam?
I don't know. Maybe he starts celebrating too soon. Doc's taking over the bar.
Yeah, that's right.
You want a drink, Kitty?
Sure.
I'll get you a drink. I'll get the drinks.
You haven't forgotten anything, have you, Mr. Dillon?
Forgotten? What, Chester?
There. What to tell you, Miss Kitty? I knew just as sure as my nose that he'd...
Oh, that. No, I haven't forgotten.
Oh, well, I thought as soon as we got Sam sober enough to take care of the customers, that we could go on over to the docks like we planned.
Sure, we'll do that, Chester.
Here you are, Matt.
Ah, thanks, Doc.
Well, is it snowing out?
No, it stopped. Where are you going, Kitty?
Oh, I just want to look outside. Ah, real pretty.
A man thinks of a lot of things that don't mean much. Kitty standing at the door, sniffing the cold air, and the warmth inside, and the whiskey in me, and it was a good feeling. And then, Chester and me decided to take a bottle over to Mr. Hightower. He's the telegraph operator at the depot. He runs a printing shop on the side.
Hey, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, Chester.
Do you mind if I stop by the church for a minute?
Why, nah, I don't mind.
I just feel kind of right tonight, Mr. Dillon. Figure I ought to thank somebody before I go.
Sure. So we stopped by the church. I've never been much of a man for church, I guess. but I went along with Chester. Wasn't anybody else there, just the two of us. Guess we sat for 10 minutes in that place. Chester a little way off with his head bowed. You know, there's a lot of peace in a church. Maybe it's the quiet or maybe it's the good that people find in there. Well, whatever it was, it made a man feel glad about pretty much everything.
I haven't been in a church since I don't know when.
Oh, is that so?
He too. Well, she's becalmed again, mister.
Okay.
Well, she sure wasn't built for it, I'll tell you. Ever see anything like that?
Well, she is kind of old, ain't she?
I've had her going on 8 years, and she hasn't changed a mite. Eats like a pig and looks like a four-legged mizzen mast.
Smoke?
Don't mind. Hey, what about that fella Hightower? Did you get that bottle to him?
Oh, sure, sure. I guess it was lonely over in the depot. He was glad for the company. There was a wood fire burning in the stove, but it didn't keep off the cold mud.
Well, how you gents? Merry Christmas.
Well, how's it going, Mr. Hightower?
Oh, slow, Marshal, slow. A bit of excitement about an hour back, though.
That so?
Yeah, the 915 got stopped between here and Hutchinson. Lots of snow back there.
They getting her out?
Oh, sure. They're trying. But I'm glad I'm not on it. It's going to be a cold night on that train.
Well, it's kind of chilly in here, isn't it, Mr. Hightower?
Any warmer, and I'm going to sleep.
Say, we brought you over a bottle of Irish for company.
Jameson's. Well, I declare. I was just thinking about it, Todd, before you boys come in. Now, that's real friendly. Will you have a drink with me?
We sure will.
Let's open her up, huh? There's a couple of glasses up there on the shelf, Chester. Get them down, will you?
I don't know if you get an idea about the folks in Dodge or not. They're not different from any other people, nor their town either. I guess maybe it's a pretty small place at that. The depot, the hall, a few stores, the church, Doc's office, the Texas Trail, Ala Fraganza, my office. They're not much, but it's where you live, you know?
Sounds all right. I lived in a town once back east. Small. I know what you mean.
Maybe you'll be going back.
Maybe. Say, kids, they still believe in Saint Nick?
Sure.
Mighty few kids down where I've been. Injun kids. They don't believe in Saint Nick.
No reason they should, I guess.
I used to believe in it, you know that?
I guess most people did one time or another. Hey, you figure we've come maybe 10 miles?
Maybe.
Well, it's getting dark.
Yeah, well, come on. Do you want to ride in the saddle for a bit?
Oh, no. No, that's okay.
Well, then, okay.
We rode on, and I thought about last year. About Kitty, Doc and Chester and me going over to Doc's place after we got tired attending bar at the Texas Trail. It was about a quarter to midnight, and we stood around and sang Christmas carols.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
I remember how it sounded that night and how it looked. The glow in the stove in the middle of the room and the frosty windows. Yeah, it was Christmas Eve, all right.
Yeah. Say, that was fine. That was just fine.
Yes, it was. What do you say if we...
Listen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I feel sentimental. That's exactly what I feel. I feel sentimental.
I don't know what you mean, Doc. I surely know.
Okay, Doc. Bring him out.
And I remember how Doc scuttled over to the bureau and brought out some packages. The presents weren't much, but it didn't matter what they were. And when we'd finished opening them, it was Chester who said what we were all thinking.
I just want to say to Miss Kitty, Doc, you, Mr. Dillon, I just want to say that this is the best doggone Christmas I ever had. And that's what I wanted to say.
Say, you was going to tell me about that fella John who was courting that woman. What was her name?
Oh, yeah. Miss McNish. Well, she said yes. And you've never seen two happier people in your whole life. Yeah, she's Mrs. McNish Bumby now.
Well, that's good.
Ah, you know, you might settle for a bit in Dodge. You could get work there.
Sure would be fine if you could get back tonight, wouldn't it?
Well, it can't be helped. I'd be a lot further away and a sight more tired if you hadn't come along.
Yeah, well, listen, how far you figure it'll be before there's a place you might pick up a horse?
Oh, I don't know. 15 miles or so, maybe.
Well, we're not going to make any 15 miles on this nag tonight, that's for sure.
Well, that's all right.
I'll tell you what. You go on alone, you see?
Oh, no. Forget it.
No, you go on alone. She can hold out with one man on her, and then you get a fresh horse you can ride into Dodge tonight.
Well, thanks. That's very kind, but...
I'm telling you, I want you to go. I'll be fine. I've walked before. Probably make it almost as quick as you.
Well, now, look. It's real nice of you, Mr. Cowley, but no thanks.
Christmas don't mean nothing to me. You got friends waiting for you.
I'll see them tomorrow.
Ah, you're a fool.
Well, that may be.
All of them nice folks, you'll make them feel pretty bad.
Look, I'll stay if you want to go along, but thanks for the ride.
Well, we might as well make camp then.
Okay, I guess so.
And listen, you want me to tell me some more about what you was telling me before we turn in?
Well, sure.
I take it kindly, mister. Well, get yourself settled. I've got some stuff in my pack we can eat and then maybe use to get a fire going. Then after we eat, you can tell me some more.
We made a fire, then shared what we had for supper. He seemed to soften up after that, and we talked for a couple or 3 hours. It was like he was starved for news of people, everyday things, and just plain company. And that's how we spent Christmas Eve together out on the plain. Then, when the fire was dying down and I was about ready for sleep, he said,
Marshall?
Yeah?
I want to tell you something. I've been needing to tell it for a long time. Do you mind?
Of course I don't mind.
Well, then I'll tell you. A few years ago, I was skipper of a little schooner that used to sail up and down the East Coast. You know, Boston, New York.
Yeah?
Well, one night we hit dirty weather off New Jersey. Real dirty. Blew us off course, and we piled up on the rocks and knocked the bottom out.
That's too bad.
There was 18 passengers aboard, Marshall. 4 of them was kids. We never saw them again, and my own wife and my kid went down, too.
I'm sorry.
Well, now, something must have happened to me after that. I didn't want nothing to do with ships or the sea. And I started to drift out this way. Couldn't forget, though, do you know? And I didn't want to be near folks, especially kids, to remind me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's how come I've been slewing around ever since.
Sure, I understand.
I just kind of wanted to get it off my chest.
Sure.
Marshall, I'd like to ride into Dodge with you tomorrow. You think I might meet some of them folks you was telling about?
Oh, I don't see why not.
That'd be all right. Maybe I wouldn't need to drift no more. Maybe I could drop anchored, you know.
Yeah, you might at that.
Yes, well, good night.
Good night.
Merry Christmas, Marshall.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Cowley.
Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed the fourth show of our Gunsmoke series, and will join us again next month for our fifth episode, Hinkadoo. Visit the Vintage Voices website at huntleyradio.com to hear any of our 32 previously recorded radio plays.
Hello, I'm Jan Dennis, director of the program you've just heard, Vintage Voices. Our radio players are members of the Theater Company of Sun City, which has for 15 years produced and performed stage plays in the Drendel Ballroom. Vintage Voices was established in 2016 as another way for both new and seasoned actors to perform. To audition in January for our shows beginning in March 2019, check Lifestyles Magazine. We'll soon be scheduling for Friday, January 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. and Thursday, January 10th from 5 to 9 p.m. Auditions will be in the Hickory Room of Prairie Lodge. Theater Company membership is open to all residents of Sun City. Thanks for listening today.